Blog Talk
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You got Johnny Westmoreland. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland. And my lovely host, Nikki Harvey. Zone coverage. I know a lot of people are watching the Super Bowl, but that's okay, though. You can tune in a little bit to our show and look at a little bit of the Super Bowl. I hope some of y'all are going for the Giants and some probably going for New England, but it's only going to be one winner. You definitely got Johnny and Nikki on zone coverage. Tonight we'll be talking about dating outside of your race. You know, Nikki started something last week we couldn't continue, and she got me a little heated. But, you know, I was trying to get her back about this dating outside of the race, but, you know, we didn't. The time ran out on us. But tonight we're going to bring on what do we think about dating outside of our race. First of all, I want to introduce Nikki. Nikki is dealing with youth and eating advocacy. And she does a wonderful job. She does a wonderful job with the youth, the seniors, and helping the people, you know, taking the kids to court and trying to, you know, just make sure they stay out of trouble. And she can have so much to tell. I can't tell you everything that Nikki do. I'm glad to be on her show, the Nikki Harvey Show on Saturday. She'll tell you more about that show. And we both are on WRLL 1450 AM talking to the people of Chicago. Me and Nikki are personalities of that show with the Congressman Danny Davis and the host Garfield Major every Sunday night from 10 to 12. But right now, you're on the show with Johnny Westmo. And I want to say a quick little prayer before I begin because, you know, prayer is definitely needed. Prayer changes conditions. You can't do nothing without prayer. We can't do nothing without God. So I ask that whatever we're doing, just take a couple minutes, or not even a couple minutes, about 30 seconds, bow our heads. Most gracious Lord, we come humble to you right now, Lord, and just to say thank you. Lord, we want to just let you know we appreciate you giving us another day, Lord. Lord, please be merciful to us as sinners. We definitely believe that you died for us, Christ, and that your precious blood will cleanse us from all our sins. By faith, we now receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, into our heart as our personal Lord and our Savior. We trust you with the salvation of our soul. Help us, Lord, to continue to do your will each day as you plead the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost and your precious blood upon our rooftops, our immediate family, our children, even the ones that don't like us and we don't know about it. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray and say thank you, amen. Now, we're going to get on with the program. Nikki, what were you saying last week? Come on, tell the listeners, what were you saying about dating out of your race?
I was just saying that in today's society, period, I mean, you know, I love my brothers. And I'm not against my brothers, and when I marry, I want to marry a brother. But I'm wondering, why do brothers wait so long to get married? In other races, they don't take that long. I mean, you know, they get married sooner. And the next thing I said that I think really rubs you the wrong way, but, I mean, the truth is the light. What God love the truth. In my experience, and in some of the experiences I know, that I know firsthand, other nationalities, other ethnicities of brothers know how to treat the queens. They treat us African-American women as if we are queens when our own men don't treat us that way. So really the ball isn't in my court, Mr. Westmo. The ball is in your court.
Well, Nikki, I'm not going to say all black men don't know how to treat black women. And a lot of them don't. I hear them call them out of their names and stuff like that. But I know why the brothers don't want to commit Nikki for marriage. I know why. You know why, Nikki? Because there's so many to choose from. Now, the reason I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this, Nikki. I see you want to, you know, hit the switches. But the thing about it, when you got a lot of brothers locked up, on drugs, on a down low, it's 25 women to each man. So he's figuring, what they say, well, why buy the cow and get the milk free? So if they go ahead and get with some woman and get a little bit here, a little bit there, So they got so much to choose from. The only thing, Nikki, my belief or my heart, if a person going to be committed, you have to have a foundation. And it has to be.
Hold it right there.
Okay.
I don't want you to go too far without me rebutting to what you said. You said they got a lot to choose from. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Because the guys from other ethnicities have a lot to choose from also. They have the ethnicity that they have their own heritage, plus they have us. So they're looking outside of their race for something else. So when you say they got a lot to choose from, the other men have a lot to choose from also. It has nothing to do with why our black men will not commit. Along with the fact, when a black man does make it and get money or get established and go somewhere, they don't even reach back for the sister. They reach back and get some white woman. Let's talk about our NBA players. Let's talk about Tiger Woods. Let's talk about them. Why they reach back. And when they reach back and grab somebody that's not even their own origin. Or they say things about African-American women and that they're gold diggers and they don't like them. I don't like African. I had a guy tell me, who shall say names, who's the Chicago Bears, you the coolest black woman I've ever met. I really don't like black women because they gold diggers, they this and they that. But your mama a black woman. So are you trying to tell me you don't like your mama?
Wow. Now, you know, Nikki, that's a very interesting statement you made. I'm going to say this. When I was held captive, I got my own reason to say, I'm not saying all black women, Nikki, but a lot of black women stuck back on me. There was a white woman stuck by my side. I'm not saying all black women are crooks, but it seemed like, just like you saying, they know how to treat you. It seemed like the opposition know how to treat you, too. Not saying it's got to be a white woman. It could be a woman from Venezuela. It could be a woman from, I don't know, Trinidad. I mean, it could be any type of color. But my experience, but I held on to that for a little while. But I realized that everybody ain't the same. So I give a person an opportunity, you know. But my thing is, I don't care what color a woman is, Nikki. She could be purple with one breast. I'm standing like that, one breast and four toes. If she treat me nice, I'm going to treat her nice and respect her. I don't like to hear a lot of women say, why he talked to so-and-so. I got friends from Texas. Nikki, they from Valenzuela, but they stay in Texas. I've been knowing them for like 20 years. And they come up here a couple years ago or last year in a sports coupe Bentley. The first thing they say is, Johnny, a sellout. You see, he got a white woman. They don't even know the history, Nikki. Those are my friends. They don't even know nothing about that. They make an accusation about, I'm a sellout. I mean, come on, Nikki, you think that's right?
Well, I want to know, why is it that our brothers get angry if they see a sister with a white guy, but they think it's all right for a brother to be with a white woman? Why do they get angry over that? Now, I appreciate your statement, but you have yet to answer my question that I asked you. And that question was, you say that the brothers won't commit because they have so much to choose from. That's very immature of the brother. If he can't research inside himself and find somebody that he really care about, what is it, you want to dip your finger in every pot? Is that what he's trying to do? So I want you to answer that question, because those other men, be them white, Hispanic, Russian, whatever, they have a lot to choose from too. Matter of fact, they have twice the amount, but they can still commit. Why aren't the brothers committing? That's the true question. That's the question at hand. Be brave, be a brave caller, and give us a call at 646-478-5209 and answer that question. Be brave. Don't be a punk. Be brave. Call and tell us what you think your answer is.
Well, Nikki, I'm going to tell you from my perspective. Like I said, you have to have a foundation now, and I don't know, I really can't really get down-rooted to why they won't commit. Well, I meet a nice person, Nikki, I want to be in a relationship, you know. Because don't you know, some point in your life you would think people would get tired of the same thing?
Well, men really benefit from relationships more than women do, because statistically speaking, men live longer lives when they're married.
You're absolutely right, Nikki, because they have someone to care for them, because a lot of men don't go to the doctor. They don't go. They say, what I don't know won't hurt. It's the most idiotic statement I ever heard on this 43 years of my life. How could you dare say what I don't know won't hurt? And if you got a spouse, a wife, whatever, and y'all in it together, she's going to make sure that you go to the doctor. She's going to make sure you're okay. You know, so I agree to that. I definitely agree to that, Nikki. And like I say, I really can't answer that question why people won't commit. I mean, I just can't answer it. I can only speak for myself. But why men won't commit, like you said, they want to dip and dab and dip and dab. It ain't like they care.
Every pot they dip in, every pot. Then when they dip or ain't working no more, then they want to come back to you. You're useless.
Oh, well, Nikki, I'm going to say this. That's why it's important to, we got to get our mindset right, Nikki. I think it's the mindset. And I think it's not the sport, like I say, playing basketball or baseball, but I think people just want something new all the time. I ain't going to compare like you want a pair of new shoes. Them go out, go bad in a week or two. They want some more shoes. Them go bad. They want some more kind. They come some more name brand. People just never, you know what? Nikki, I was reading something in the Bible, say a man eyesight, he's never satisfied. No matter what it is, he just ain't satisfied. He has to have God in his life and be willing to want to do the right thing, to commit to anything that he's doing in his life. You listen to Johnny Westmoreland's own coverage and my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey. You listen to LawlessRadio.com. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, pick the phone up and call 646-478-5209. We want to say thanks to our chairman, T.L. Core, Thomas Lewis, and from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to send a little shout-out to my daughter, let her know that God loves her. Keep doing well in school. To all the other children out there, keep doing well in school. Put God first, he won't come in second. Come on, listeners. Don't be scared. Jump in this conversation. I know you're going through some, or you got something you want to say about these relationships. You ain't living no picture-perfect, pretty relationship. Come on out of there. You got to come on out of there.
Well, Johnny, I got a question for you. You said the Bible says a man is not satisfied, right? Or can you repeat that statement for me?
It said a man's own ways or something, that he's not satisfied.
Well, I want you to find that scripture for me, because I want to know if it said a black man, because the problem is with you black men.
No, it don't say you black man, Nikki. It say a man, period. That's what it says. Don't be trying to justify that. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to pay some bills with that. We're going to bring you a nice song. We're going to pause briefly for station identification. You got Johnny and Nikki Harvey on Zone Coverage. We'll be right back.
And I'm Cinderella, Rihanna, if you gotta cry, then I'ma catch your tears. Just lay your head on my shoulder and I will never let go. Lift you up, I put the F back on your chest. Stand tall and I'll defend you from the rest. I'm a lyrical rock thinking. You don't ever have to bleed again. Human defibrillator, I can make you breathe again. Hold tight, we gon' rise again. Rest of earth from my eyes again. Like a phoenix from the flames, we will never lose the fire within. Can't stop till we all ascend. My burning spirit ignites me. If darkness is the absence of light, then I'ma shine for you. Start it up and let me ride for you. Like a beating drum, I'm your 808. Reach up, watch me burn.
Definitely got Johnny Westmoreland back with Zone Coverage. My co-host, Nikki Harvey. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about relationships and things of that nature. Call in. Tell a friend. 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. Don't be scared. Call in. Your opinion counts, too. Some of these people need to hear it, not just the host and the co-host. They need to hear some of you guys' opinion, too, because someone is going through something about a relationship. Nick, I'm going to say this. I see so many people in these relationships, longevity relationships, 10 years, 15 years. I got a cousin been with this woman for 16 years. And I asked him, I said, why ain't you married? He looked at me like I was half crazy. I say, I'm going to ask you again, why ain't you married? He still didn't say no. I said, I know why you ain't married. He don't seem to be no cheater, Nikki. Every since I've known him, he seems like he's been a one woman's man. Unless he's a creep, a creepy thing in the dark. The Bible said there's a creepy thing out there. He might be a creepy thing in the dark. He may come out the alley and go jump in a car where I don't see him. It make me think he's living a holy life. I don't know. But my thing is, these long jeopardy relationships, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been in some for more than 5 years and you ain't married, get out of it. You might not want to hear it, get out of there. You sit up there like you a fool or something. You know it ain't going to work. You've been there 5 years. You get so caught up on the physical. Oh, it's so great. The love is so great. But you ain't got no ring on your hand. Not to understand.
Only brothers, because they in the relationship with the brothers.
No, Nikki, I ain't going to let you keep on bashing the brothers. Now, that's these women. These women just sitting up here. They in these relationships for all this time. And then,
but who they in the relationship with? Who are they in the relationship with? When?
They with the brother, but they know.
Oh, okay, they with a brother. A brother who can't commit. She can't get married by herself. He has to ask.
Nikki, I know some women right now, and I asked them, why ain't they married? I've seen them together for a long time. And she said, well, it's my fault. I wasn't ready. He was ready 3-4 years ago. But I said, that's been 8 years. I've known you. You've been with him. So why ain't y'all married now? Oh, well.
Okay,
you know.
Well, let me ask you this question, Johnny. If you were ready to get married and you asked the girl to marry you, and she couldn't give you an answer, didn't say anything, and she said she wasn't ready, what would you do?
Depends on how long I've been with her, nigga. If I've been with her for 3 years and I wanted to get an engagement ring, she said she ain't ready for no engagement ring, she got to go. Hit the highway. Because, first of all, 3 years is more than enough time to know what you want to do with somebody.
And that's usually how most men think. If I ask you and you say no and you're not ready, and we're not teenagers, we're grown, that's how most men think, especially most African-American men. Their feelings is hurt. They're done with you. They're moving on to somebody else. These longevity relationships are with brothers. Man up, Johnny, and accept it. If they were a brother.
Well, I'm not going to accept that, Nikki, under no circumstance, because I'm going to stick up for the brothers, like I was saying. It's a lot of these women folk. I know some good guys that want to be married, but the woman talking about, oh, I ain't ready yet. How long you been with them, 7 years? Stuck on stupid, waiting on dumb to come? She better go to Mako somewhere, Nikki. I call a spade. Ladies and gentlemen, you're wasting your time. If you in a relationship for more than 5 years and you ain't got no rings, I think something wrong with you. You need Jesus. You need to go to the altar and ask God, what is wrong with you? Get out of it. You better get out of it quick.
Maybe they need to date outside their race so they can get one, because brothers ain't buying rings. That's what I heard.
Well, see, that's what's wrong with a lot of women now. See, when you date outside of your race, Nikki, you better be careful. Because, see, that's one thing I'll say. A lot of guys outside of the race, they take care of them African-American women. And then they think they own them. And then they want to do all kind of crazy stuff with them.
Well,
and then they complain.
Think? Y'all think y'all don't own us neither? Brothers don't own us?
No, I don't see that. I don't think that.
Maybe you don't. But tell me about your friend. Poll right now. Take a second. Take a second while I'm talking and think about your friends. Maybe you don't feel that way, but I promise you 95% of your friends feel that way.
They feel like what, Nikki?
Like they own women. Don't think about it. It's okay. I understand. And I know you may not want to let the listening audience know that right now, and that's cool. That's cool, Johnny, because you my guy. That's cool. But you know these long-term relationships, 10, 15, 20 years, is with brothers. Brothers don't want to make an investment.
Well, why do women women just as ignorant as they are then? Well, why are women still in it?
Because women are taught to be nurturers. They are raised to be nurturers. So they think that they're nurturing that man. And women lead with their hearts and not with their heads. And you men take advantage of that. Well, that's two for the girl.
Well,
all right.
But anyway, Nikki, they should have common sense. You be with a man for 10 years. You don't nurture nobody for no 10 and 15 years. Talking about that's some nurture. That's foolishness. You ain't got
Johnny, look at how many women who have sons. And they allow their sons to do everything, but their daughters can't get away with nothing. That's because women love their sons and raise their daughters. And what happens is they allow those men to do everything, and the mother will tell her son, she ain't right for you. She this, she that. Honey, don't ask her to marry you. How many of these mothers out here who are the reason for child support because they're telling their sons, they wasn't there that night their son was laying down with them women, but they telling their sons, baby, I don't think that baby yours. Mama's baby, daddy's maybe. You need to go check that out. And then you expect your son to be a man? You expect your son to man up? I'm going to be real, real with you right now, Johnny. I think our African-American brothers won't commit because we need to really look into the Willie Lynch letters and learn how to read them. If we read them Willie Lynch letters, we'll learn that we've been conditioned not to like each other, and it leads into a whole bunch of things.
Wow. Well, you know, Nikki, you're a powerful black woman. I got to give it to you.
My girl.
Well, you know, that Nikki, she done put me on the spot real good tonight. But, you know, Nikki, you make 100% sense, and I applaud you for that. And that's why it's called a Johnny and Nikki happy show. I can't do it by myself. I'm grateful to have you, Nikki. But, you know, another thing, too, is, like I said, I'm not just phoning the you know, the men play a significant role, and they does, but women play a role too. But why stay in something? This is like you stand in an oven. If you leave a potato in the oven, you're trying to bake a nice potato, you leave it there, it's going to get burned. So why are you stand in these relationships so long? You know, and then when 10 years go, oh, I done wasted 10 years on that MF and all that stuff. Come on now. When are we going to take initiative action and say, let's go old school? I ain't got no ring in 2.5 or 3 years. Hey, it's time to go on with my life.
I'm living the single life.
Nikki, something else. Ladies and gentlemen, come on, call in. Jump in on this conversation. You got zone coverage on the show with Johnny Westmoe and Nikki Harvey. Come on, y'all. Number is 646-478-5209. You listen to LawlessRadio.com. You listen to LawlessRadio.com. Come on, call in. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. I know you guys scared out there. Some of y'all don't want to get in it because you're involved in the situation right now and you ain't got nothing to say. Well, if you're scared, turn it sharp and keep watching the Super Bowl. Because sooner or later, you got to come out of that too. Nikki, what do you think about this? What's the percentage?
I think I don't like drama. Go ahead.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Why in your heart, the question you ask me, why you think brothers won't commit, what's your belief why brothers won't commit? I want to hear your opinion. Here you go, Nick.
I don't have a problem with telling you. I think a lot of it is because of their upbringing and their raising. Like I said before, the mothers love their sons and raise their daughters. So they believe their sons can do no wrong and their sons are mother's boys. Not that they shouldn't love their mother or do for their mother, but when you become in a relationship and the Bible tells you a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, the Bible also tells you that once you become married, you become one. That means you're first God, then your wife and your family, then your mom. But a lot of our men don't think that. They still put their mama first. It's still them and their mama against that woman. That's why you have so many in-law problems. That's why everybody don't like everybody in-laws. I don't like my in-laws, my mother-in-law crazy, because she in love with her son. And she don't think nobody's good enough for her son. Just like a lot of men, and in 10 years I'm going to be able to tell you this, love their daughters, and ain't no man going to be good enough for their daughter. We know it's true now. And the next thing is, I truly believe that the Willie Lynch letters had, and it was a great philosophy that that man had, because he has conditioned our people not to love themselves, not only in relationships, but if you look outside of the intimate relationship inside the African-American community and just look at plain relationships that we have as friends and business partners and or whatever relationship or friendship that we may have, if you look at it, you'll see that we're like crabs in a barrel. You can't get no higher than I get. You can't get no more than I get. I want to keep you down. You want to keep me down. I don't like her calling her shoes. I don't like that. That takes me all back to the Willie Lynch letter. We are still brainwashed. And even in his letter, he stated that it will be hundreds of years this will still plague your ethnicity and your community. So what are we allowing him to do? Fulfill what he wrote.
Well, Nikki, you are absolutely right. You know, I have to agree with you 97% of the time tonight. Normally, I don't give you that type of percentage, but you're on the road tonight, Nikki, and, you know, the audience need to hear that. I need to hear it. I don't know everything, but I know a lot of things, of amongst a lot of things. That's why you're on the show with Johnny Westmoe and Nikki Harvey, Zone Coverage. Come on, call in, 646-478-5209. Come on, callers, what kind of relationship are you in? Or are you even in a relationship? Women, are you in a relationship with another woman? Or are you in a relationship with your pastor? Or are you in a relationship with your father, your brother, your sister? I'm keeping it real. Because some of us out here, some men out here sleeping with their stepdaughters. You got some women out here sleeping with their pastors, and they know it's wrong, and they married. Smile out in the pastor's face, and they husband smiling in the pastor's face, and he going up to the altar for special prayer, and the woman need Jesus all alone. He praying all right while he smack her, give her two folds.
Wow, that was hot. On that one, we going to go to commercial. So y'all think about it and come on back. Let's give you some Andre and Can't Help Myself.
Just keeping me from thinking straight. This is not the way I operate. No strings, but I'm your puppet. All because of the way you bump it. I'm missing all the danger signs. Can't stop and I don't know why. Just when I think I can break this chain, you stand me down and I'm your slave.
Ladies and gentlemen, you back. I'm back. You got on the show with Johnny Westmoe and Zone Coverage with Nikki Harvey. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Call in at 646-478-5209. Come on. We talking about some of everything tonight. Nikki got me charged up over here. We talking about these ministers in the pulpit, how they going back with the deacon wives. And when people get sick, they come to the pastor for condolences. Guess what? The pastor give them some condolences, all right. Give them enough and give them the hiccups is what he give them, Nikki. He give them the hiccups is what he give them. He have sex with the guy's wife. The woman call the church looking for some justice and sleeping with the man's wife. And then you got the people in the church sleeping with the people in the choir. It's a bunch of filthiness going on in these churches. And guess what? Nikki, God has been exposed all of them. This is the season for exposure. If you've been a fag, I'm going to say if you've been a fag for 20 years, you got to come out of there. You've been a junkie, a dope fiend. Transgender, you got to come out of there for 20 years. If you've been like Eddie Long, you got to come out of there for 20 years. Yeah, I'm calling spade a spade. Did y'all hear on the radio where they carried Bishop Eddie Long from Atlanta, Georgia? That's right. They carried the bishop up to his pulpit where a chair had a king sign on it. Like they say he was the king now. They made him a crown with a king across his head. How can you king of homosexuals? What, are you the king of the homosexuals? What type of king is he? God say a king and a homosexual, that stuff can't carry in his kingdom. These people went crazy. And he responsible for all them people. He don't care his whole congregation of hell. What kind of mess is that? They done carried the man Nikki up to the pulpit. Three men did it. Three men carried him up there, and they was all hollering, king. They took him up there, and he sit all up on his king seat. Got king signs and stuff, and got king on top of his head. They made the man a crown. What in the world is going on? You know, I don't understand. This world is confused. This world is confused, and God is going to send a wrath on these people. He's sick of all these casinos being built. He's sick of this same-sex marriage stuff. You know, it's not just Chicago. This world ain't nothing but a Sodom and Gomorrah with high technology. Don't you know we finna pay a price? A lot of people don't like to hear it. Well, I'm here to tell you. met a person that was about 2 weeks ago, about a week and a half ago. I told him it was going to be an earthquake. I told him it was going to be an earthquake. At one of my friends' events, she said, all my people down in Mississippi, God going to bless them. I said, yeah, he's going to bless them. It's going to be an earthquake. And what happened? It was an earthquake 2 days later. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. It's going to be an earthquake. Missouri. See, people fail to realize we sit on the second largest fault in North America. This, too, has to happen. People, I'm so glad it's 50 degrees, Nikki. Don't they know this is a disaster? The sun is lining up with the earth for the first time in history. It is causing danger. We're going to be so hot this summer, it's going to cause casualties. And these people think it's cool to be hot in the winter. We need some cold out of killer bacteria. What's wrong with these fools? They better read that word to know that this is a strange season. The time go up, March 11th. They study messing with God time. In 5 weeks, it'll begin dark at 7:30, Nikki. In 5 weeks. What's wrong with these people? Back to what I'm talking about with these ministers. It's a conflict and shame. They marrying two men. I want to know, Nikki, I think they got some sugar in their tank. If you got the advantage to marry two men, you might be gay too. What they say, Jack Tripper, Big Dipper? Marrying two women. He got the, what's wrong with him? He might be gay for that reason too. All these choir directors, yeah, Jesus is the best gay as they want to be. That gay person going to lead the choir. Tell the whole congregation to hell. They better stop playing. God is going to set them people on fire, nigga. They playing with the wrong person. He don't want all that confusion. They ain't going to tell you that King James killed his own mama over another man, and they made him marry because he had children. You know why they ain't going to say it, nigga? Because it's going to cause up an uproar. Because 60% of the church is fast anyway. I'm going to say it. You know why I said, nigga? Because a lot of brothers don't go to church anyway. The handful that's there is praising. They ain't praising God. They praising them men. They love us. I got some cousins go to church. Yeah, they 50s. And I'm going to tell it just like it is. And it's wrong. They 60s they want to be. It's like each the more time go past, the more 50s they become, Nikki. It seems like I see them 2 weeks, they half a 60. I see them 2 more weeks, they always 60. I see them another week, they done turned to a complete woman. Nikki, what's wrong with this picture around here? Something is going on. You got Johnny Westmoreland. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland. Tell it straight like it is, straight from my heart. Zone Courage, or my co-host is Nikki Harvey. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, call in. Don't be scared. 646-478-5209. Maybe ladies, y'all land up with a woman. Me and if you out there listening, maybe you land up with a man. Give them a massage while the Super Bowl on. I don't know what you're doing. Ladies, maybe y'all out here at these Super Bowl parties, all girls. What y'all doing? And after that, what y'all got, a toy party going on after the Super Bowl? Or y'all got a toy party going on during the Super Bowl? Come on, y'all. I'm keeping it real. What are y'all doing with y'all spare time? Are y'all lovers of each other? Lovers of your mother? Lovers of your brother and your sister? Or y'all lovers of God? Come on. I'm keeping it real. You got Johnny Westmoreland on Zone Courage, telling it just like it is, straight from the heart. Johnny Westmoreland and Nikki Harvey. Come on, voice your opinion. Y'all know people that's doing all that crazy stuff. Call in. You got a story to tell, or are you scared? You in the same situation. That's okay if you're in the same situation, too. We can help you, too, but I'm calling you out, too. If y'all here doing all these bogus things, you're going to have to pay for it. So I'm advising all these people in the church, you got to come out of there. All this homosexuality, I'm against it. I don't judge nobody. But what makes a man laying beside a hairy butt man tell some, honey, I love you? Something got to be wrong with them. Some of them should have been dead in some place a long time ago. They don't need to be living. Talking about some baby and honey, I love you. Got these women. I know a woman that, hey, Nikki, I know a woman that I invited her. She said, well, Westmoreland, would you come to my wedding? I say, sure, I don't date you no more. I'll come to your wedding. She say, I'm getting married in Baltimore, Maryland. I say, you going to fly me there? She said, I don't know, I might. I said, I'm happy for you. She said, but I'm marrying another woman. I said, so you're bumping a beautiful bacoos? I'm not going to no same-sex marriage wedding. That's abomination against God. And she called me everything herself for the kitchen sink. You know what I told her? It's okay. I said, that's okay because she looked like the return of the Pink Panther anyway. You got Johnny Westmoreland talking to the people in Chicago and all over the world. You got host Nikki Harvey. You know, Nikki had a few good things to say earlier, but see, I done told her to switch now. I talk about something else. I couldn't touch it what she was talking about, but I tell you what, this is a hot topic right now. Y'all know somebody that's in the crowds, they up there, they twisting their lips and twisting their butt and they popping their thing, talking about some Jesus is the best. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. They will be exposed. This is the season for exposure. A whole lot of more people that's into homosexuality that's in the pulpit, guess what? They're going to come out of there because God's going to expose a whole lot of them. And I can't believe Bishop Eddie Longman took his monkey tail back up in the pulpit. They should have got him out of there. They should have got him out of there and impeached him. If you can impeach our governor for something he didn't even do, why can't they impeach the ministers? They need to impeach these ministers and get them out of here when they're sleeping with the deacon wives. If they might be sleeping with the deacon husbands too. Who knows? They may be sleeping with the nephews and the nieces. You know, Nikki, what really disturbs me the most is when people is lacking financially, they go to the church because they can't pay a light bill. Why is it, Nikki, that we put their business in the street? Now, can't nobody know that but the pastor in this congregation. I know people have stopped going to church because they was down, their gas was finna get turned off. They went to the ministry. The ministry said, oh, Nikki, they said, oh, you know so-and-so can't pay the light bill. They want us to help. They help, but they put their business to the staff, and the staff put it out there, and it gets into the regular people that goes to church to hear the sermon. They hear about it, and they talk about it. Nikki, and then the woman find out, the man found out, too ashamed to return to church. And then people donate clothes like myself to the churches. And how come the people on the staff, I'm saying it, when I used to go, we donate stuff to the top of the house, other places. Why they take stuff out? They get the good stuff. They get the people that's holding the bad stuff. Anybody that done that, I hope they rot in hell for that. These people sit up here, ain't got no clothes to wear, no coats. Here you will, you got a fur coat at home, and they got a down coat that they want to give to the poor people, and you're going to take the down coat and get them a little old sleazy jacket. I've seen them do it. I know some churches on the west side did it. So therefore, anybody that's doing these bad things and talking about they're sowing a seed for God, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. See, I'm here to tell it just like it is. I'm not perfect. I don't act like I'm perfect. But I tell you what, Johnny got a heart of gold. I would give off my back. I've done it before. My name speaks for myself. I ain't trying to score no brownie points, but when I do the work of God, I do not look for nothing in return. Either I'm not going to put myself in a position where it's going to hurt me, whether it's physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, or in no kind of way. But I will go beyond myself to help somebody, to give, whether it's a cup of water, an apple, a peach, some advice, a nickel, a dime, or something. God wants us to give something every day, Nikki, from our heart and not look for nothing in return. Well, I'll trust that in the Lord. He's going to take care of us. But these people that's taken from the church, they robbing them blind, getting up there, taking out of the homeless shelters. They got clothes being donated, expensive clothes. I've donated some nice slacks and shirts, and I've taken somebody, some women to the facility to donate some good stuff. Yet, I ain't gonna even lie, nigga. I see one of the staff members wearing something that my friend donated. One of the staff members. I'll find and snatch it off her and let her be bare chested. I didn't care. I should have snatched it off of her, nigga. I was that pissed off. I should have took that sweater off of her, naked behind, and let her be in the cold. I should have took it off and let her be bare chested. And if she had an ugly chest, she had an ugly chest. I wouldn't have cared. I would have took it off. You got Johnny Westmoreland on zone coverage. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland and my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey. We going to pay we got a call in. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? I don't know. They must have got scared. Call back, caller. You got Johnny Westmoreland in zone coverage with my co-host, Nikki Harvey. Caller, call in. 646-478-5209. Come on, call in. If you've been a victim of your pastor trying to hit on you or trying to hit on your husband, you make sure you call in. If you've been if there's something happened in the church, call in. You don't have to give no name. We want to know a lot of this corruption going on out here. You got Johnny Westmoreland and Nikki Harvey. You all, we listening to right now. You listen to LawlessRadio.com. That's LawlessRadio.com. We send a shout out to our chairman, T.L. Core, the whole Lawless organization, T.L.
Hello?
Core, Thomas Lewis. We send a shout out right now.
Hello?
So who we got right here? Come on, call the show. You got Johnny Westmore. Call the show. Call the show.
Oh, you got Faith Dillweather from Adair, California.
Call the show. So how you doing today? You on the air. You got Johnny Westmore. You on the air right now. You want to jump in this conversation, caller?
Yes, I want to know what it's about. Yes.
Who we have right here?
What was that?
Hello, who do we have right here?
You want me to repeat my name again?
Yeah, state your name.
Faith Fairweather. Faith Fairweather from Madera, California.
Okay, Taylor, check this out. We talking about relationships. We talking about same-sex marriage. We talk about all this corruption going on. How I said that Chicago and the rest of the cities ain't nothing but Sodom and Gomorrah, modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah with a high-tech technology. So we talking about how the ministers is creeping with the deacon wives and they marrying the same sexes and stuff. And I said they act like they got some shit in their tank. So what do you think about all that going on in the churches?
I think it's a hot mess.
You think it's a hot mess?
Yes.
What's your opinion, Ada? What do you think about these ministers that's marrying two men in the churches? What do you think about that?
I don't agree.
You got anything you want to say, Jeff? You don't agree. What do you think? I mean, don't you agree that these and all the people that support that type of stuff, if they on their way, I mean, I'm not judging, but they going to pay for that, and they're going to pay dearly for that because I think the sheep is being misled by the shepherd. So I don't really think some of these shepherds are shepherds. I think they more like, I ain't going to say sheep. They more like goats, I'll call them. Goats without horns. Goats. Meat lovers is what I call them. What you think about that, Taylor?
Well, I agree with you that, you know, everybody's human at the same time, but, I mean, everybody got their own day, you know.
You say everybody is human?
Yeah, everybody's human. Everybody makes mistakes. I mean, I don't agree with none of that. I'm for man and woman. I'm not for none of that.
I'm going to say this to you. Just because you're human don't mean you a man should go up and lay up beside another hairy booty man and say,
I'm not saying that either. He shouldn't, but, I mean, it's happening. And, I mean everybody's going to get their judgment day. So, yeah.
And then, Tavia, I'm going to say this to you, too. Now, listen to this. This is very strange. Valentine's Day coming up. How many sweeties, these men, you're going to see all kind of stuff going on. Men buying other men chocolate. Pineapples and whipped cream. You know what they're going to do with their whipped cream and pineapples. They ain't going to put it on no woman. They're going to put it on their man, on their lover. And that's crazy. You know, I don't really honor Valentine's Day. It's just another man-made holiday to make money because we're supposed to have Sweetest Day. Y'all women that took that from us. So I just go ahead and let bygones be bygones. But it's going to be a whole lot of stuff. Women buying flowers for each other for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is just like Halloween. Those two holiday, Halloween, is an act of evil. And Valentine's Day, they get all this stuff sexually and whipped cream. And every day, your woman or your mate should be your Valentine. Why go spend $100, $200 for that particular day? Spend it throughout the week. What do you think about that?
Well, do I think about that if you got that money?
Yeah, what you think about that, Tim? You call Lowry from California. What are you thinking about that?
Well, I think that's beautiful. I think that if you did that for me, that means you love me. You care for me. I mean, it ain't all about gifts, but, you know, it is about that count.
Well, Carla, we appreciate you calling. We got roughly 9 minutes left. We're gonna pay some bills. We're going to play this last song. We're going to play some bills. So, Carla, just hang in there. Call back next week.
Okay. You have a great one.
Thank you. You have a good one, too. Bye-bye.
To make love to your real slow. I know you see me smiling, but I'm for real though. I'm finna give it to you like I'm on them pills. So if you ain't ready for it, just let me know. I don't sleep around, but at this I'm a pro. Baby, I know this is what you've been waiting for. So relax and let me enter your love door.
Johnny Westmoreland. You definitely got Johnny Westmoreland and my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey. You got zone coverage. Listen, y'all are listening to LawlessRadio.com. LawlessRadio.com. Call in. Call a neighbor. Call a friend. 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. As we was talking about all this corruption going on, let's talk about politics. You got these politicians ain't doing half what they supposed to be doing. And yet they want you to go out here and sign, what you call that, Nikki? Petitions. Want you to go out here and do flunky work. And then they promise you jobs. They've been telling the same old lie for 20 or 30 years. They need to come out of there. It's time for new leaders. You got these people been in office for 20 or 30 years for name recognition. It's time for a change. Young folks, new ideas. They should mold some young people so they can come in and be all they can be. It's time for a change. Everybody complain about the politician, but they put them right back in office. It's got, you know, it's time for change. Come on out of there. The worst kind of politician is the ones that's going around and ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then they so busy, the people that got them in office, whether it's a man or woman, sleeping with the people that got them in there, Nikki. What's wrong with this picture? There's so much political corruption going on in this state. It's just beyond ridiculous. I mean, it's just horrible. Our politicians, you need to do what's right. Have the interest for the people, not for your own doggone self and your immediate family. you'll get your immediate family somebody else a job. You won't get somebody else a job that's qualified that will help you tell us for about the last 10, 15 years. You walk past and act like you don't even know them, but you speak a little bit to them. Why don't you help somebody? Help your community. Help your neighbors or something. Do something for somebody sometime. You don't keep running an office and keep winning because you can. You know, I encourage anybody that's got an intuition about politics, you want to be a politician, run. Put it in Jesus' hand. Ask him to direct your path and show you which way to go. But I also heard in order to be a politician, you got to be able to tell a good lie, Nikki. I wonder if that's why Meek stepped down. I don't know what happened to him. You know, I don't know what happened to him. See, I don't know. They said when Patrick Fitzgerald get on your back, it ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. So I don't know what's going on. But all I know, he ain't running for Senate no more, you know. So I don't have nothing to do with that. Meek is my guy. I go to the county jail with all of them, Jesse Jackson and Danny Dale. I just ain't been in the last 2 years because I'm tired of hearing the same slogan, keep hope alive. Come on, say this 20 years, keep hope alive. I'm tired of hearing it. Say something different. Let me give a slogan. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You want freedom. Come on now, nigga. I said it. Johnny Westmoreland, zone coverage. The Johnny Westmoreland, zone coverage, and you got Nikki Harvey. We tell it just like it is. A lot of people don't like to hear, but we shoot straight from the hip. Whoever don't like it too bad, just don't deal with it. One day, sooner or later, you're going to face the truth. You better me to tell you the truth, tell it smack you, crack dead in your face. So come on, y'all. Come on, call in, 646-478-5209. Well, I'm going to turn this over. Nick, you got anything you want to say?
No, I'd just like to say, remember to listen to us on Sunday nights between the hours of 10 and 12 at WRLL, that's 1450 on your AM dial. You can also reach us via the Internet all over the world at www.wrll1450.com. Also, remember to listen to the Nikki Harvey Show on Saturdays between the hours of 11 and 12, right here on this same station. And kudos and hats off to the chairman, TL, knowing that we're thinking about you all the time. Stay in those friendly skies. Make sure we're all okay. And we just want to let you know that we love you, and we're here for you. So we want to say hats off to him and hats off to each and every one of you who listen to us, our faithful listeners. Know that we love you, and we love when you call into the show, and we want you guys to email us and let us know what you think of the show and what you think some of the topics are. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, remember, we can always put together an interview or something, and we can sit and talk with you, know what your views are. So remember to listen to us on WRLL between the hours of 10 and midnight on Sundays at wrll.1450.com. Or you can listen, of course, we want you to listen to the show here between the hours of 6 and 7 right here on Lawless Radio. And remember to listen to the Nikki Harvey Show. Nikki is the domestic violence, Nikki Harvey has Eden Advocacy, the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Advocacy Agency, and also the Harvey Group.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show. My time will be from 6 to 7. Every Sunday night, zone coverage from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Sunday night. That's lawlessradio.com. Call in number 646-478-5209. As me and my lovely co-host, Nikki Harvey, we're going to take y'all off the air. God bless you all. Do the right thing and keep God first. On that note, zone. Take care. Later.